This is the BBC.
Thursday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast starts now. We speak to a mystery shopper and get all the gossip. Also, the hangover game. Three people on the line, they try and convince us they all had a big night last night at the work's Christmas party. Only one of them is telling the truth. We have to work out which one that is. And Chris tells us why Little Donkey is the best Christmas song of all time. Oh, and it was going to happen eventually. Today, I feature on the WhoVent calendar. Hi, Stark.
All right?
Yeah, good. I feel fresh today.
Yeah, smug.
Because I did a Houdini from the Radio 1 Christmas party.
I know.
Never say bye. It's too difficult to say bye. Just leave. No one's going to notice you're gone. Scott Mills. Right, so my reputation here in this building is terrible.
Precedes you.
It's terrible. And I've only realised this, well, I have realised it before, but I've realised it again today, where every single person who I meet when I come into Radio 1 is like, how's the head? How you feeling? Late one, was it? Now, I actually haven't had a really late one at the Radio 1 Christmas party for about 3 or 4 years.
Yeah, for the reason that you said, because of your reputation.
But like,
you're a hazard to yourself.
You can tell me, what is my reputation here?
The reputation that you have here is that you...
Be nice. You're excessive. Right. Like, once I pop, I can't stop kind of thing.
That's the best phrase to describe it,
yes.
I think.
But like that's not really the case.
No. Well, the amazing thing about the Radio 1 Christmas party is clearly you don't have to have been there for people to think that you were there.
Everyone thinks I was there.
You weren't actually there.
No. I went to the beginning bit, but I didn't go to the other venue. When do you think this reputation will go?
when you shake that.
When will it go?
I don't know.
It's not really me now.
Mm.
But it's still that people are like, "Oh, you're right. Yeah, I'm fine, thanks." Sorry for putting this in your head again, but on our feature Running Out of Music, we did discover recently that the new Enter Shikari track, which I'm about to play, does sound a bit like...
Everyone loves Magical Trevor, because the tricks
sorry.
That he does are
ever so clever.
Look at him now, disappearing the cow. Where is the cow? Hidden right now. Taking a bow, it's Magical Trevor. Everybody sees...
Tricky after a big night, this song.
Classic.
Look at him there.
Are you staying awake for the liftoff?
Magical
Trevor night. You'll never believe the sights tonight.
The sights.
Scott Mills.
Hello.
Hi, Scott.
Hello, who's that?
It's Lucy.
Hey, Lucy, what's cracking?
So I've been listening to your private investigator that you have on your show.
Oh, isn't he good, James?
He's really good.
Actually hides in bushes and spies on people for a living.
I kind of do something similar myself.
Oh, really? Tell me.
So I get paid to mystery shop companies.
Oh, I've always wanted to do this. I'd love to be a mystery shopper.
I was once a mystery shopper. Do you remember? Well, not like a legit one. You sent me out and it was like one of those detective disguises. So it was really obvious that I was a mystery shopper there.
We should do this again over Christmas.
But I tried to get free food out of it.
Yeah.
I didn't even ask for the free food, I don't think. I was hoping that they would think, he's a mystery shopper.
Would you be up for doing it again?
Yeah.
It is pretty fun.
Yeah. I think at this time of year, maybe in the lead up to Christmas, on our Christmas shows, we could do this again. Because the shops are busy, people are stressed.
Yeah. Well, I'm well up for it. Lucy, when you go and be a mystery shopper, do you go as yourself or do you give yourself a different persona?
So I give myself a different persona. Generally, they give you a script as well, kind of, to work off.
What do you mean? What kind of thing does it say?
So you've got to create a backstory. It's not always shops. Sometimes you go to look at houses and stuff like that.
So you've got to create this person that you're not.
Yeah. But they also, the better you report back, so the better a job you do, the better the assignments you get. So I've now been upgraded to a secret camera in a handbag.
You've got a secret camera in a handbag?
Yeah.
Oh, my word.
And that's only for sort of elite mystery shoppers, is it?
Yeah, I guess so.
So you put the handbag on the table and it films how you're treated. And that's the idea, right?
Yeah.
Do you try and give yourself like a different name, like completely invent a new person?
You kind of have to, because you have to believe your own lies.
Right.
Just you fake name, fake relationship, fake children you need to buy things for, just all sorts.
Fake moustache.
No, probably not.
Have you ever done that?
No, I haven't worn a fake moustache.
The lady with the moustache.
I think it might, like, show me up a little bit. You meant to be discreet.
Tell me what happens in restaurants. That must be interesting.
Yeah, so a lot of them are good. Sometimes you get, like, really unfortunate stuff happen.
Like what?
Probably the worst thing that happened was we were in a restaurant and there was a really young waiter, and bless him, he was trying really hard, but as he put a bowl down, he spilled some bit. I think it was rice. And he said, I'll get you a fresh one. And I said, no, it's fine. Don't worry about it. And he said, thank you. But then he scraped the rice off the table into his hand and put it back in the bowl.
Oh, my word. Well, so you're like, no, I don't need a new one. Okay, then have this. Puts it back in the bowl.
Put it back in the bowl.
Oh, you must have given him a bad report.
Oh, it's. I don't like writing bad reports, but sometimes you have to... Yeah, you have to.
Scoop it up and put it back in the bowl.
He was doing what she asked. He was doing what you said, Lucy. So actually, he was being very personal.
Yeah, I didn't want hand sweat with my rice, though.
Lucy, I'm enjoying this. Are you right to wait there?
Yeah, of course.
Scott Mills.
We are speaking to Lucy, who's a mystery shopper. Hiya.
Hiya.
Okay, I need to admit something to everyone now. Going back to the bin for food, I find I'm doing it a lot at the moment.
Right, but what are you putting in the bin in the first place, then? That you go back to?
Like takeaway stuff.
Ah, yeah.
But I'm not like scooping it out of the bin and it's not touching other rubbish. It's still in a bag. So it's not touching anything else in there. Mm. I think that's absolutely fine. Do you?
I think so. Yeah. Yeah. It just seems a bit more dirty.
You know, when you get hungry again, you're like, I'm going to go back to that.
Mm.
But it's not like touching any other stuff in the bin. It's in a separate container. So I think that's fine, right?
Right. Okay.
Anyone else help me out here, or is that gross?
I'm not sure what the rules are with that.
That's gross.
Is it?
Yeah.
But Lucy, it's not touching anything else.
Yeah, but once it's left the plate, it's compromised.
What do you mean?
Well, in fact, as soon as it becomes a leftover, I think it's compromised.
Yeah, but sometimes you just want a little bit extra, don't you?
I've done a lot of waitressing work as well, and eating unfinished food from other customers is gross as well.
Have you done that?
I haven't, no, but that we there was a washer-upper who used to literally pick up a fork where someone had bitten a bit off it and finished it.
I would do that. 100% would do that.
What?
Really?
Someone else's food? No, see, I don't agree with this at all.
Because some people leave, like, half a pizza and stuff like that.
I'd have that. No, someone else has been at it.
No, someone else has eaten half of it, half of it's left.
Their mouth's been on it.
No, probably hasn't been.
Well, you can't say probably hasn't. It probably has.
Well, no, if it's half a pizza, I assume... like, inside from the edges, hasn't been in someone's mouth.
Yes, it has.
Given that it's on the plate.
It's been in their mouth.
What do you mean it's been in their mouth? So,
you're cutting a bit off, are you? Just so to make sure their mouth hasn't touched it. You're not. You're just going in.
Going back to the mystery shopping, ever been sort of exposed as a mystery shopper? Has someone gone, aha, I know it's you?
Yeah, sometimes, because they do give you a script, and sometimes they'll twig, like, halfway through that you're mystery shopping them, and then it's really awkward.
Because you've got your lines wrong or something.
Well, no, because, you know, there might be a specific question they know that you're going to ask, and then if the person helping you realises, it's normally in retail shops, then they realise what's going on, and then suddenly they're tripping over themselves to be nice to you.
Oh, right, so it switches.
So, like, you know, laying a red carpet out for you to walk up and down the aisles and things, and it's really awkward. That's the only time we really figure it out, I think.
Listen, will you call us back when you've got some more stories?
Yeah, okay.
I love people that, like, reveal the stuff that we don't know about what happens at their work, like James, the PI, and like you, Lucy, the mystery shopper. I love it.
Yeah, anything that involves like a hidden camera, I think, is always good.
Yeah.
And a camera in the bottom of the bag, you'd think that's really obvious. Like, you put that on the...
You're basically James Bond.
Yeah.
Or Jenny Bond.
That's
actually somebody. Isn't she
I'm
a posh
doing another one this
newsreader?
Week, so
no, she's
let
a
you know.
Posh royal correspondent. Mm. You can't be Jenny Bond. There's already one.
Oh, okay.
All right, I'll speak to you soon. Call me back with more.
I will do.
Love you,
thanks,
bye.
Scott Mills.
So many people today asking for Wrap Myself in Paper, the Christmas song that only I play. I think I'm the only person on radio in the world that plays it. But Magnus Carlsen's glad of the check.
Hello.
Every year.
It would be good to do then.
Should we do it in a minute? It's really near.
Yeah?
It's really near now, Christmas. I don't know if anyone's realised, but it is like end of next week, beginning of the week after. It's really, really soon. I think we should. BBC Radio 1, Sigrid and Strangers.
BBC Radio 1.
You know, often I say that we should do a feature, make producer Mark sick.
Yeah, or gag.
Yeah, because he's very susceptible to things. I think it's just happened again without us knowing. When we were talking about the leftovers in the bin, and you were saying, what are you saying again?
Oh, I was saying...
I'm putting him on the microphone now. Yeah,
okay, right. I was saying that the leftovers in a restaurant, if I was working as a waiter... Yeah. And I saw a plate of food that's been left. I'm clearing away the tables. I would reach down, clear away the pizza, and I would eat it. And I would eat the pizza. And I'd probably actually pick up their fork if they had one. And let's say they're having a lovely lasagna.
He's gone green.
If they're having a lovely lasagna, I'd probably dip the fork in, twirl it around a little bit.
He's gagging.
Like, get a big old forkful and put it right in my mouth.
It's so gross, don't. It's what you were saying. You said about, oh my God, this you said Mark. About their mouth had been on it. That's not what I was trying to say to you. It's their teeth. Yeah. It's their teeth.
What's
been
the
on
limit
it.
Though? I think spaghetti would be fine because you could sort of see what they've eaten.
So he's got really dry mouth.
And the rest you could sort of like shovel that away, couldn't you?
Using their fork.
I discovered the other day that I can't watch anyone eat a sandwich. Because all I can think about is the bread going in between their teeth.
Yeah.
What is it with the teeth?
Oh, it just makes me feel so sick.
And imagine me sinking like my teeth into a really nice big sandwich right now.
And then if you have a conversation with that person afterwards, you can see it.
Have you never done that thing? I do it. I've done this before at my girlfriend's parents' house where there's no knife and fork there. So to quickly clean one, you just find a knife and fork and you just lick it to wipe all the stuff off it.
Christmas on BBC Radio 1.
That's Miley Cyrus and We Can't Stop. I love that on Radio 1. You know, she actually hates that era of her music now.
Why?
She just doesn't like it at all. And I think it was wicked. It was her best stuff. I was, don't know if I've mentioned, I was in America a couple of days ago and she is a judge on The Voice in America. How do they get such amazing people? No offence, but we get Ricky from Kaiser Chiefs.
Well, some people will take offence. It's Ollie Mears now, isn't it?
It is Ollie, yeah. But what I'm saying is that, like, and Ricky would be the first to admit this, that that's two different levels of people right there. Anyway, yeah, she hates Wrecking Ball. She said it on the episode that I watched. She was embarrassed by the whole thing.
All right.
Trying to kill me off again with my lunch order.
Sorry, extra spicy.
Oh, my nose is running. Thanks for that. I like it that you pick it now, and it's always the spiciest thing.
Scott Mills.
There's much controversy around yesterday's choice for the WhoVent calendar.
The magical place, we're on our way there. With toys in the millions all under one roof.
It's called Toys R Us.
Now, I know the advert is still on, I think, but they only play the end bit. They don't play this...
extended mix.
Extended mix. Where none of the words make sense at all. Talking about what?
Hello, go on, Jeffrey.
Okay, let's open the next door of the WhoVent calendar. What could be lurking behind today that's proper retro?
The WhoVent calendar with Scott Mills. Living the dream. What's behind number 14?
Let's find out who is this week's number two on the official chart 2009 for Christmas.
Two.
It's Joe. Oh. X Factor winner Joe McElderry is number two with The Climb. on Radio 1's Christmas chart 2009. Rage Against the Machine. This is the largest first week digital sales figures in the UK ever, and it's the first ever download only Christmas number one. So it really is history in the making. It's the Christmas number one for 2009. Rage Against the Machine and Killing in the Name. Thanks for listening tonight.
Which bit of that are we hooing?
Rage Against the Machine beating Joe McElderry to Christmas number one.
Ho!
On a Sunday afternoon.
Ho!
Thanks for listening.
Ho!
Scott Mills.
London Grammar and White Christmas on BBC Radio 1. Rag and Bowman tomorrow. I wonder what his Christmas cover will be.
Oh, yeah, what we left with. There's not that many Christmas songs left, really.
I'm holding out for I Saw Mummy Kissing Santa Claus.
That would be good.
Imagine that, but by Rag and Bowman. Mm. Full gospel behind. Tomorrow from 12, Rag and Bowman in the Live Lounge for Christmas. Alex and Stoke's been on going, I know exactly what I was doing and where I was when you announced that Rage Against the Machine was number one at Christmas. I remember now that I asked the maker of the show before, the person that was kind of in charge of it, how long I could leave the gap before the Radio 1 emergency thing goes off. Because after a certain amount of time where there's like nothing happening on the radio, like a load of music kicks in, which is like an emergency music. Listen how long the gap is.
Two.
It's Joe. Just to play Joe McElderry.
It's Joe.
It's Joe. Like it's the most important thing in the whole world.
It's Joe.
It's Joe. It's Rage Against the Machine.
Scott Mills.
Hello, Holly off of Bristol. Try to get through for bangers. She's Devo because she's about to sit her last exam this afternoon. It would have been a good luck charm. But I'm mentioning you now, so that is also a good luck charm, I think.
Yeah, and come on another time and play.
Definitely. Calvin Harris, faking it. Also in there, Kings of Leon and Sam Smith. Fair to say, when we have callers on the show, some of them are excellent liars. And we've got three more at 3:10 this afternoon. They're all going to say they're hanging from the Christmas party they had last night. Two of them are barefaced liars. Only one of them is telling the truth, but they're all going to say the same thing. We have to work out who's who. That's coming up at 3:10.
This is BBC
Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
Hello, Tasmin.
Hey,
it's
how
Scott.
Are you?
How you doing? You all right?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm good.
Yes. What are you doing?
I'm in the library with my mates.
Okay.
Trying to, like, work hard before Christmas.
You've not been very quiet in there. You sound loud. Shh.
Yeah, we're not on a silent area now.
Well, no, so is that still a thing?
Well, silent area.
Having to be quiet in a library, ho!
Yeah, there's like...
Hello?
Oh, librarian must be about.
Oh, no.
Hello?
Hello, did you drop the phone?
Hi, yeah, I dropped my phone.
Okay, that's embarrassing on Radio 1 as well.
I know, right? Hi, Mum. I think she's listening.
Don't drop the phone. It's not smashed, is it?
Your big moment.
It's already smashed anyway, so it's a Christmas.
Oh, no. See, people with smashed phones, obviously you see it a lot because a lot of people smash their phones, but it's stressing me out. How smashed is it?
I know, it's just one big smash across the screen.
Yeah, and you're prepared to carry on like that because it's going to cost you £2 million to get it fixed.
Student life, though, you know.
Where are you studenting?
Nottingham Trent Uni.
Yes, to the Trent Army. Yeah. Okay, here's what I've got for you today, Tasmin. See if you like this. All the quizzes are good tonight. Those will be the best memories.
I just want to let
it go. David Guetta, Kid Cudi, Memories.
Good one. I've got a good one as well. Okay, Tasmin, you can have that. We can have my choice today, which is this.
Oh, you dirty.
Oh, this is Utah Saints. Something good. Or is it Utah?
Utah.
Utah.
Utah Saints. They followed me on Twitter the other day, lol.
Did they?
Yeah.
Why?
That's weird, isn't it?
That's a bit
late.
You know,
when you get
day.
It's like so-and-so followed you, it's like, okay.
Why?
Yeah, I know. Anyway, thanks, you, Utah Saints. Okay, what are we going to have, Tasmin?
So, I normally go for you, Scott, but I've got to say, I think Chris has it this week.
Oh, what?
Come on. Sorry,
See, I have not heard that for many years. Excellent choice.
Cheers, mate.
Something Good 08.
Yeah, an important clarification there.
Utah Saints on BBC Radio 1 winning today's bangers. Kate's asking, is it trousers down if you win tomorrow? We can't do it on just three. We only had three bangers this week. Nah.
No, you won't commit to...
not for three. It's
something should happen.
It's not fair. I really wanted mine to be chosen today because that is, for me, peak David Guetta. Me and Greg James have got this theory. You've got, like, all right David Guetta songs and you've got, like, massive David Guetta songs.
Yeah.
That is one of the massive ones. Oh, well, try again tomorrow.
Scott Mills.
Christian Helmer Hempstead will be keen to hear Rag & Bone Man covering Santa Baby tomorrow.
Oh, imagine. What's that one?
Santa Baby. Think about it, but think about Rag & Bone Man doing it with a massive beard.
I stand by London Grammar doing Little Donkey would have been good, but I'm happy for Rag & Bone to give that a go.
Every year, you have this, like, obsession with Little Donkey. Why?
Underrated song, and we don't play it enough.
What's so good about it?
Big Christmas song, especially if someone could put a donk on this. Like,
if he could cover this tomorrow, it'd be brilliant. Here's Vera Lynn.
Little donkey, little donkey on the dusty road.
It just needs a bit of bass behind it. Like,
got to keep on.
Well, I can't.
Plodding onwards with your precious load.
I was going to try, like, put some kind of bass behind it, but I can't do it.
Precious load. Why? It's that time of year. The Works Christmas parties are on.
Peak season.
Like I said earlier, I swerved most of the party last night, but I think I've had some of my finest moments at the Radio 1 Christmas party, I think.
In what sense?
Well, do you remember, like, you used to be able to bring a friend. Remember that time it was at a bowling alley and I brought a friend and they performed Jenny from the Block by J-Lo with Annie Mack and then were sick in one of the lanes.
That's right. Yes, I do remember. Yeah. Incredible.
And they were banned after that.
Yeah. Well, look, there's scenes at everyone's work Christmas party. I think actually we've got really good at being behaved, or at least kind of on the right line of good.
Oh, I've been good for like 3 or 4 years now.
Yeah. And that comes from the fear. Which is why this game is perfect.
Right, so we've got three people on the line now, all claiming to be absolutely hanging today because it was their Christmas party last night at work. They're all going to say they feel awful, but only one person is genuinely struggling today after their party last night. Between us, we've got to work out which person feels that they're about to die.
Yeah, we're looking for the one who's actually telling the truth here.
Let's find out who our callers are. Line one, who are you, please?
Hi, it's Martha, and today I am really, really struggling.
Oh, Martha, I can hear it in your voice. Okay, so where was the party last night?
So we had dinner in town, and then we ended up in a Soho nightclub until the wee hours.
Oh, someone's doing well.
Oh, until wee hours, oh no. And what's your last memory from the wee hours?
Well, I think there was a lot of, like, deep and meaningful, embarrassing chats happening.
Oh, God.
I know.
Kate.
Not with the boss.
No, do you know, he scarfed off a bit early, but we were just kind of left with, like, Yvonne in accounts.
Right.
Yeah, the dregs of the company.
Oh, God.
She's a legend.
Not saying that anyone in accounts is the dregs of the company. Chris!
I'm not saying that the accountants are the dregs of the company. What I mean is that...
You just said that.
No, I just mean in the wee hours, you're left with the dregs, aren't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Also, like, you're talking about a club in Soho in London, right?
Yes.
And here's the thing that I really like about Christmas parties. It's the kind of club that Yvonne would never go to in a million years.
No, full grinding.
Yeah.
Have you got any regrets from last night?
No. Like, I've just got the worst, like, eyeball headache, left eye throbbing at my desk. Yeah, it's that kind of day.
Please tell me that you're not on the Prosecco again.
No, but it's really, really tempting. It's really tempting.
Okay.
Well, bad place.
All sounds very believable at the moment, Scott.
What food's on the way?
Well, I sort of peaked too soon and had a bacon and egg sandwich at about 11 o'clock. So now it's like, do I eat lunch now? Like, I'm sort of thinking I could probably go in for round two, but...
You know what they say, feed a hangover, starve a cold. No, that's not it, is it?
Yeah,
feed a hangover, starve a fever. That's not it either.
Something like that. Okay.
All right, so we've met our first contestant, Martha. In just a moment, we're going to speak to contestant number two.
Scott Mills.
I'm Scott Mills. We're playing the hangover game. We've just spoken to Martha, who claims to be hanging today after a party last night. Ali says her voice picked up, though, as the chat went along, so it probably isn't her. Okay. Line two, who are you?
Hello, I'm Alex, and I'm not all right.
You're not all right. Well, you don't sound all right unless you're a very good actor. Alex, tell me the details. Where were you?
Well, basically, I was at this party called the Power Hour. And basically, the idea is there's a big old timer on the wall, projected onto the wall, and you get 1 hour to have as much fun as possible. Let's put it that way.
Okay.
Oh, right. Okay, a Power Hour.
Never heard of the Power Hour.
For a work Christmas party, that seems like quite a dangerous thing to do. But, yeah, it's good to be different, I guess.
You literally just get kicked out after the hour.
Alex, where are you right now?
I'm in London right now, at work, unfortunately.
Have you crawled under your desk yet today? I've done that before.
No, I haven't done that yet, but I did only crawl out of bed at about 10:30 when I was supposed to be in at 9:00.
Oh, so that's very bad.
It is hard, isn't it, when you, the day after and you're almost hypersensitive, your senses get heightened and you feel really hot or you feel really cold and, you know, you feel really minging and so you have to go out into the rain just to try and get some sort of sense of reality. Is that how it is for you, Alex?
That's exactly it, yeah, but very, very numb. And I told myself that famous lie at about 8 o'clock this morning that, I'll just shut my eyes. I'll have a little 10-minute nap. I'll feel fine after that. And then next thing I knew, it was 9:30, so yeah.
Did you make a beast of yourself with anyone from the office?
I don't think I did. Not that I recall. I'm sure I'll hear some stories later this afternoon.
Did you slag off your boss to anyone really loudly? Because I find that after a couple of drinks, and you've said this to me before, you have to go, shh, Scott, shut up, because my volume goes really loud.
Yes.
Like, I have no concept of talking quietly.
Yeah, I was kind of doing that. I was talking to someone for way too long. Shouldn't really have spoken to that person for the last, 2 hours, and it's a bit awkward.
Okay. Did you make any new friends?
I think, yes, I did. Yes, I did. I don't remember their names because it's too hazy.
Okay.
They seem nice. They seem nice.
How come you've not met them before if they work with you?
It was actually a party with one of the partners at work. So it wasn't technically our party. It was a kind of a partnership party. So I didn't know most of the people there. So I did meet a couple of new people. So I just really hope that I didn't make too much of a fool of myself and probably my company.
Did you go home alone?
I did, thankfully, yes. Although the one thing I remember of the journey home was being on the tube and I did have to get off to have a little sick break.
Oh. Little sick break.
So you got off your train, your tube, to just for a bit, just to contemplate life, did you?
Yeah, exactly, yeah. I just got off and just had to sit on one of the benches on the platform and God knows how long I was there for.
Yeah, just get the next one or the one after because, sometimes you just don't feel well. There's a lot of it about at the moment, Chris. It's nothing to do with the party. There's just a lot of illness about right now.
Sure.
Yeah, that was it. It was definitely some sort of bug.
Something going around. Okay, Alex, I've heard enough. I'm going to break for a song and then we'll come back and we'll meet our third contestant on the Which One Is Hungover game.
Scott Mills.
Currently, we have three people on the line all saying that they went to their work's Christmas party last night and got on it. We've already heard two of our contestants. Let's meet our third one. Remember, one person is genuinely feeling awful. The other two are liars. Hello, line three. Who are you?
Hi, I'm Jade, and I am really struggling today.
Okay, hey, you're at work.
I'm not at work.
Okay.
I didn't quite make it into the office today, so no. I'm working from home.
Okay, is this a scheduled day off or one that you've decided last minute?
It was, it was ad hoc. It was not planned, but I have my laptop, so I am fully committed to making sure that, all the work is done. It's just being done in my pyjamas whilst watching repeat episodes of Friends.
Jade, what's the regrets from last night?
It was like an inter-agency do, so there was quite a few people there that I didn't know, and there was only one good-looking lad out of probably about 80 people.
Right.
So he spent the entire night trying to pluck up the courage to find someone to ask him whether he was single or not. And obviously I was that person after a few drinks. Well, I was like, Sarah, are you single? He had a girlfriend. It was all very embarrassing. So we just kind of like retreated.
You really kind of honed in on him there, didn't you?
Well, we didn't have much choice. It was that or nothing,
Slim pickings.
Slim pickings.
Jade, what have you eaten today?
So I woke up, and obviously the only thing that was in my freezer was a massive bag of hash browns. So I just baked about 10 hash browns and just poured baked beans over the top of them. So it's just a massive plate of...
I think that's quite a nice meal.
Browns. Yeah, that's so me. Yeah.
You know the guy you fancied, the one guy at the party?
Yeah.
Be honest with me, Jade, okay? You can be honest with me.
Okay.
Once you found out that he did have a girlfriend...
Yeah.
Did you still pursue?
Absolutely not.
Right, good. Oh, you're good. They're all good, aren't they?
I know. Mm.
Right, so we've met our three callers now. Chris, who have we got?
Okay, line one, we had Martha. She had dinner in town and was clubbing till the wee hours. She was with Yvonne from accounts, the dregs of the company.
In a Soho nightclub.
She tried to make things all fine with a bacon and egg sandwich.
Okay, contestant number two.
Line two, we had Alex. He enjoyed a power hour. He regrets talking to colleagues, but thankfully didn't make too much of a beast of himself. He went home alone. But he had a little sick break on the way.
That'd be the food he ate. And contestant three?
On line three, we had Jade. She's working from home and in her PJs. She tried it on with a colleague, but there were slim pickings at the work Christmas party. She's nailing hash browns.
Who do you think's telling the truth?
It's
really hard.
A very tricky decision we have today.
Like the hardest one we've done, I think, for this game.
Yeah. All believable stories.
Okay.
The power hour thing would be a weird thing to make up, wouldn't it? From Alex.
Yeah.
There.
Does sound believable.
But he's so vague on details and blaming the night out for that, so I think we should rule him out.
Do we really think that Martha was in a club in London with Yvonne from accounts? I'm not sure.
You're not sure?
Nah.
You don't think Yvonne would last?
Yvonne wouldn't even go. I've been to some of those clubs. I know exactly what happens.
How did Jade's story stack up for you? Does she sound like the kind of lady that might try it on with a work colleague?
Yeah, I kind of believe her more than the others, I think.
Mm.
Okay, so I'm going to say, if you're with me, Jade is the one that is struggling today, right?
I'm happy to go with Jade.
Hungover person, please reveal yourself.
It's me, it's Jade, and I am definitely feeling terrible.
Yes!
Yay!
And you did try and pull that this guy before finding out he had a girlfriend.
I did, and I have a meeting with him first thing tomorrow morning, so
okay.
Phew. That wouldn't have been pleasant.
Lucky escape. Alex, what are you actually doing?
My story was actually completely true, but I'm not feeling too bad. Certainly not as bad as Jay feels, I think.
Oh, here we go. We've got one of them smug ones.
He's a survivor.
I hate those ones because it's never me.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Do you know what, guys? I was out till four, but actually I'm feeling really
fresh.
Actually
went for a run this morning.
Yeah. Martha, what did you actually do last night?
I'm being really smug as well. It's all kind of true, but I'm feeling all right.
Smuggy Martha. And I feel that your accounts department has had a bit of a bashing in this game.
Yeah. Is there an Yvonne in accounts?
There is, yeah.
Okay,
she's
send our regards.
Please send our regards and also our apologies for what we may have said about accountants before. All right, guys, thank you very much. All very convincing today, but we did get it right. Jade was the one feeling rubbish. Thanks, guys.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Scott Mills.
Hannah.
Hiya.
Happy birthday for Saturday, is it?
Thank you so much, it is. What a rubbish time to have a birthday.
Why is it rubbish?
Because everyone's either skinned or they're on their work Christmas party, or I have to have the present for my birthday and Christmas. Come on, you cheapskate.
Yeah, it's true, actually. You fall into that bit where it's like, oh, you just have one present. It's not my fault that my birthday's near Christmas.
Exactly.
What you be doing on Saturday night then to celebrate?
Well, everyone's forgotten again, Scott, so it'll be a takeaway at home.
Oh, no.
What do you mean they've forgotten again?
They always forget or they've got things booked because it's so close to Christmas.
I thought you were going out.
I'm potentially going out on Saturday day, but I don't know what it is. It involves animals, so watch this space.
Right, so this is a surprise that's not a surprise at all.
Exactly, I just know it involves animals.
Involves okay. Animals,
okay.
Apparently it's not a zoo and it's not the Sea Life Centre.
Oh, okay. Well, whereabouts are you? Where do you live?
I live in Northampton.
Okay. What could it be?
Apparently it's a 2-hour drive away. This is the thing, I need the viewers' help.
Oh, the intrigue, that would be the listeners.
Oh.
BBC Radio 1, Scott Mills.
We're back tomorrow from 1 on BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills. Radio 1.